My teachers would use different kinds of movies and films to encourage us to learn. This maybe can be found on maybe YouTube, or there are different songs like the drawing songs that can be used in primary school to teach the primary students to learn. And for secondary school, most of our teachers would like to, you know, play the movies. And I remember there is one movie, it's called I forgot the name, but this is the most memorable English language learning experience. And for the reading, I guess the worst one should be the English literature lesson that we are required to, we are crammed up with a lot of literature or classicals, and this is the worst thing, I think. Yeah.
Did you have your literature class at secondary school? Or?
Yes, because in my secondary school, from Form 1 to Form 3, we are required to take the English literature course for my secondary school. So that's quite a tough thing for secondary students, I think, because only Form 1 to Form 3, you're not mature enough to get to know more about the context, and that's difficult.
So what kind of text would you read at that time?
The Witches and the Charlie and his Chocolate Factory, just some kind of fiction, but I never read those books, and I just go online to search for analysis to take my exam. Yeah.
So you said you will watch movie in class, right? Do you have any follow-up activities afterwards?
Yes, we got some follow-up activities, maybe to complete a worksheet about that movie, or use it as the topic of the theme for reading worksheets, book reports, like that.
Do you find this kind of activity helpful?
Watching movie is fun, definitely, but doing the follow-up activities may be kind of boring, because as you always do these kind of activities, and this process may be a little bit boring.
So do you read English stuff now, like books, magazines, newspapers?
Yes, I have to. As an ELED English education student, I have to take literature course and the story of an hour, something like that. And yeah, I still read those.
Do you enjoy it now?
I find it more interesting because the professor in here, CHE, is quite good, and then a lot better than my secondary school teacher in English literature. And she's charming, and then her teaching method is better than those in secondary school. So, yeah.
Do you have a text that you really like?
The Story of an Hour, then. That's good. That's an amazing text with surprising ending, and then, yeah.
And do you think English will be important in your future?
Of course, because nowadays, everywhere in the world, English is important, and then it can be used as a common language for us, no matter with Korean, or with the American, or even with Africans, we speak English, and therefore it's important.